The Fairbanks North Scarborough School District has carefully surveyed families about their schooling during the pandemic. Those surveys have shaped the remote learning practice now in place, and they also inform the phase-in plan that lets a handful of special needs learners and students with poor internet service be in classrooms right now as COVID-19 cases are surging in Alaska. But some board members say the surveys don't reveal enough about how many students would actually return to in-person schooling if given the chance.
We will know how many students want to attend in brick-and-mortar school when we give them the latitude to do so.
That's Matthew Sampson, one of the Board of Education members, who thinks the phase-in plan is not going fast enough. He's looking for options to have all kids return to school buildings for in-person learning during the pandemic.
When our conversation revolves around the concept that only when it is super safe and only when we have all the answers to every possible staffing issue can our children then resume receiving what they undoubtedly deserve. When this is how we frame the conversation, I contend that we've already failed them.
Last week, the board looked at recommended plans to expand the phase-in for next semester, increasing the number of kids in school buildings. But the plans presented by the administration are constrained by those familiar state and CDC guidelines you know all about, keeping people 6 feet apart, wearing masks, sanitizing surfaces, and frequent hand washing. Those guidelines limit how many humans can be in a room. In most classrooms, that means no more than 15 kids. So board members who want what's called a full return ask for a plan that doesn't necessarily follow the guidelines. Those plans are on the agenda for tonight's work session.
I can tell you that I have not even bothered to look over those plans. Those are some more recommendations from the administration, but it's time for the board to come up with a plan.
The full return plans on the work session agenda look like normal school. The middle school plan, for example, allows for about 24 students in a room, with kids mixing with a new group each class period and mixing with as many as 200 students during lunchtime. It assumes that families would be comfortable with the close human interaction. But that's a problem for schools on Fort Wainwright and Eielson Air Force Base. Crawford, Anderson, and Ladd Elementary, Tanana Middle, and Ben Eielson Junior Senior High School all pull students and staff members from military families, and they are restricted by federal pandemic protocols.
That's probably not going to get all worked out in the plan that goes before the public. There's way too many details there. The administration will have to work that out as this ball gets rolling, if the ball gets rolling.
The work session begins at 6 p.m. tonight. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.